The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Here we go. Good morning.
Here we go.
It's 7:36. Brock, Hunter, what's up, buddy?
Morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to go on a Tuesday? Are you set? I want you to be ready, okay? Don't blow it.
Dude, I am set. I am in my athletic stance. I'm ready to go.
Three-point stance. All right, good enough for me. Anyway, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township, who is growing, by the way, and they want to grow with you. If you think you could be a part of the Specialite team, hit them up and see what all the fuss is about and why people are just digging it, and they're growing like crazy right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what object, if removed from existence, would create the most havoc? All right, it's gone. Poof. Out of here, mister. So we did get this one on Reddit, and I'll be honest, the first comment, I'm stealing this one because I thought it was brilliant. What object, if removed from existence, would create the most havoc? Think about this. Screws.
Screws.
Just get rid of every screw.
Nothing would be.
Everything would just fall apart. You think about it, buildings, houses, just, all right, screws are gone. See you later.
That's one simple item that would create havoc. Dude, that's crazy to think about.
Think about your house right now and how many screws are in that house holding it together.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, gone. Done.
But honestly, if you think about it, red green would be fine because he just duct tapes everything together.
He'd be the only one. So we'd all be clamoring to get into his house.
So no screws?
No screws.
Nails? Nothing yet?
No, nails are still there. So, I mean, not everything's going to fall apart, but you think about after the invention of the screw, that's been the go-to, really, you know?
Yeah.
Putting stuff together.
Really glue things together.
Yeah, that's not going to hold, though.
That's an interesting answer. I like that answer.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a good one. I'm trying to think of one object if it was gone. What would cause
the most havoc, too? It's like, okay, you could take away a lot of things, but what's really going to screw things up?
What about just common transportation, like cars?
Cars?
It'd be insane to live your life where you literally had to walk everywhere.
I think cars is a good answer, but I think public transportation, because I do think the amount of people that take public transport, you think about, you're getting rid of trains, airplanes, buses, anything that's public transportation, gone.
Planes especially.
Yeah.
Dude, you'd have to, like, ride your bike to Florida. That'd suck.
God. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, that's the only reason people go to Florida is because they don't have to ride their bike to Florida. No one would go to Florida if you had to ride a bicycle down. Like, do we got to go down and see Grandma again? I don't want to pedal that far. Florida sucks, man. Just gets hotter.
It's terrible. It's easier on the way there because it's all downhill if you look at a map.
I swear to God. No, because the earth is flat, so it's all the same.
It's flat.
It's all the same. It's all even keel. Good answer. I like that. Let's take a quick break. Comment on Facebook. I was going to say call the station, but I'm not there, so don't waste your time calling the station. Get to the WIRX Facebook page. Get in on the conversation. What object, if removed from existence, would create the most havoc? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around.
Anything that rocks.
Nailed it.
Here we go.
That was nice. Here we go.
I'm terrible at making up lyrics. I'll leave that one to you.
Yeah, that's okay. You're good. I'll handle it. Anyway, welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How you doing?
Your Specialite topic of the day today. What object, if removed from existence, would create the most havoc? All right, just screw everything up. Mm-hmm. Andrew had a good one. He said indoor plumbing. Oh, could you imagine?
Oh boy.
Oh god.
Yeah, it's something you use every single day that you really take for granted.
Oh, dude. So much. So much so. Even go back to like having an outhouse, like, which was kind of nice. Okay, you had a place where it was out of the house, gone. You didn't have to worry about it. But could you imagine now, Hunter, you and I, two soft men, having to go outside into an outhouse? I mean, come on.
Especially in a Michigan winter. God. Terrible.
Forget about it. Yeah, I mean, we all hate cold. Nice. We hate cold toilet seats anyways. Now you imagine being 10 below and you got to go outside. Forget it. I'll hold it.
This is a guy talking who just got a bidet yesterday, too.
You'd be screwed. You'd be screwed, man.
The luxury life I'm living sitting on this toilet is so fantastic.
You could go back to someone like 1842 and tell them, oh, no. Yeah, I got this thing that squirts water at my booty hole, and it's great. They're like, what? What are you talking about? We just go into this hole in the ground over here.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
That's a good one. Yeah, that would society would shut down. TJ said, actually a couple people, Audrey, TJ, a couple people said the internet. What do you think about that? What do you think the internet went kaput?
Oh, man. It's weird to think about, because not long ago, there was a time where there wasn't internet and people were fine.
Yeah.
People were 100% fine. It would just be weird because you're so accustomed to something that's all of a sudden gone. I was going to say cell phones. I'm surprised cell phones hasn't been up there yet.
Cell phones is, like Homer said, smartphones. A couple people said cell phones. So here's my thing. And obviously, this may be, who knows, maybe I'm talking out of my tuchus. But I feel like, yeah, it would cause a bunch of havoc to start, but I don't think it would take long, because you brought up a good point. In the not so distant past, we didn't have it. You think about it, smartphones are only, what, 15 years old?
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, smartphones, the access, probably, yeah, for, you know, 20 years, 20
I
years.
I think that we, and with all the books out there and everything, I mean, that's what we used before. Right now, we're spoiled with the internet, but I don't think it would be quite as big of a deal as maybe someone would make it out to be.
See, here's the thing you got to think about, though, is back then when they didn't have it, they didn't know it. They didn't know anything better.
That's true.
We do. We know what it's like to have it. So not having it, people would lose it.
That's.
What do you mean I can't post a selfie? I can't take a picture of myself and show it to everybody?
It might be the best thing for society if the internet went out. No more selfies and filters and pictures of your breakfast.
Nice. Don't have to listen to a presidential ad just trying to watch a YouTube video. Honestly, it would create havoc. I mean, it would be devastating, but
in 10 years or so, 5 years or so, I think we'd be a better place. Can you imagine going online and not seeing a pregnancy photo? Come on. That's the world I want to live in.
Yeah. What's worse, the internet or cell phones? Because your cell phone's really nothing without the internet.
See, now here's the thing, though, is that if we went back to just regular Nokia phones, you know, the old brick phones, as long as you can still get a hold of someone, I think internet, I would rather see the internet go than cell phones go. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think I agree with you on that.
Let's see. Lloyd said toilet paper.
Who? Well, come over to my house, man.
We got leaves.
I got you covered. Come sit on my toilet. You'll have a nice surprise.
Let's see. Roger said gravity. Yeah. Matt said electricity.
Electricity would be huge. Dude, it proves to be true every time your power goes out. I'm just going to go plug my phone in. Oh, yeah you can't. I'm just going to go get on the internet. Oh, dude, there's so many things where you try to do when the power's out. You're like, damn it, I can't.
No, this is everyone when the power goes out. Oh, well, the power's out. Let's get some candles. Oh, this will be fun. And then after like hour two, you're like, oh, the food's going to go bad in the fridge. We're dead.
It sucks. We're all dead. Yeah, it is. It's terrible without electricity, man.
Everyone thinks it's fun and romantic to light a few candles at the start of a power outage. Yeah. But then in the wintertime, it starts getting cold. Yeah. You start freaking out about the food. Your phone battery is getting low. Usually at some point, you go out to the vehicle to plug it into the car charger. Oh, man.
How am I going to get up in the morning?
Oh, God. No.
That is kind of the nerve-wracking thing when the power goes out. Like, how's my alarm going to go? My phone's going to die?
Yep.
Never going to get up.
This is it. This is the end of the world as we know it. Oh, wait. The lights kick back on. We're okay. We're fine.
We're good. We're good.
Let's see. Tony said condoms. That would be pretty bad. Not enough people use them now anyways, but if we didn't have any, forget about it.
We need more. We need more of them.
Let's see. Gotti said the sun, obviously. Just waiting for that to happen.
You'd be dead. That's what you'd
dead.
Do.
Let's end with this one. I thought this one was pretty funny. Blake said bones.
Just a big floppy mess, dude. Look at you.
We're all just puddles.
What up, Gumby? Look at you.
It's so funny to me. Just all of a sudden, God snaps his fingers, bones are gone, and everyone's
God, look at this big softy over here, dude. Look at him just laying there.
Except for the one guy who was asleep for the bones thing, and he's now the ruler. he's the boned one of all of us, just gelatinous blobs.
He's got bones.
We praise him, oh bone-filled overlord.
Right. Changes his name to Skeletor.
Yes. I'll get you. Anyway. All right, perfect. That is going to do it. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. It's WIRX. Stick around.